Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Running Comedy, where today we have a guest.
Would you like to introduce our guest, Rob?
Yes, welcome, listeners. This is Matt Barbette.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What a beautiful morning it is.
It's lovely, isn't it? We're in Clissold Park. How do you feel about going round at least twice?
Do you know, well, this
imagine if he said no.
I think I can manage it. This is my old training ground for the marathon. But what is it, 6-7 weeks since the marathon? And yeah, this is only the third time I've run since.
Really?
All right.
It is.
You'll be all right. We'll just take it easy. You just like to rest in between.
Every 6 years, I like to do a marathon. I rest for 5.5 years.
So was this marathon your second marathon then?
It was. So I first did it in 2010.
Yeah.
Got a charity place. Hadn't really been keeping myself particularly fit up to that point. I was 33. Became a dad.
Yeah.
Early midlife crisis. Thought I've got to do something about this.
I can't imagine that getting anyone into running.
Funny that, isn't it?
Or coupled with the need to escape the house.
Yeah, well, there was that.
Get a bit of peace. Yeah.
There was that. It was eminently more doable with one baby than it has been with two almost school-aged children these days. So I did it then. Trained randomly, i.e. volume, just ran as much as I could.
Yeah, did you have any kind of plan or did you just get out there?
Not at the time. I mean, you know, it was kind of ask your mate to run a marathon. What do you do?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, the Sunday long run.
It's key, isn't it?
Was key.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that was kind of it.
And also being 33, you're quite sort of fit anyway then, aren't you?
Well, I don't know if I really was, to be honest. I'd enjoyed my 20s.
And nice then I euphemism,
got,
yes.
Got married and
we
settled
all
down.
Enjoyed our 20s.
Exactly. So it was a bit unstructured. Came to the big day. Did everything wrong. Went off too quick.
Excellent.
Ran through the showers, which actually made me too cold.
Right, okay.
Hadn't used the foam roller enough, so my IT band flared up at mile 17.
Yowza.
Oh, the ITB syndrome, horrible.
Yeah.
I basically hobbled over the line in 4 hours, 12.
Because normally for you, it's not so much ITB as BBC or 5 News. Come on!
There'll be a bit of wordplay every now and again. Come in.
It does happen.
ITB News. Did it. You know, I was glad I finished it.
Amazing experience, your first one, though, isn't it?
I did enjoy it. I couldn't get to grips with the people shouting my name.
No, I had that.
We've talked about this, haven't we?
First marathon, I mean, and also, it's harder for you because you're a famous face. Even just, just having Rob on my top. My first marathon, I really did reject the support.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at all.
Well, I trained, you know, through the winter and spring.
Yeah.
Listening to music.
Yeah.
And doing it that way. And so, suddenly be faced with thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah.
Cheering. I the noise really got to me.
Well, so. You feel less shouting at you rather than supporting you, sort of, don't you? When you're tired, it gets a bit sort of emotional. Come on!
You think leave me alone in my pain in my pain cave.
Yeah.
To feel self pity.
And everything can work both ways. You know, you can get support and think, leave me alone, or you can think, oh, I'm overjoyed with the, with whatever my body is secreting because my leg is in such incredible pain.
That's it. What I found was also having, you know, had this ITB problem at 17 miles, I didn't hit the wall. I didn't actually run out of energy.
Okay.
I just had to manage the injury effectively.
Manage the pain.
So cross the line, and in terms of, you know, breathing and heart rate, I was absolutely spot on.
Okay. Yeah.
But, you know, glad I finished it, but slightly disappointed. Not to denigrate anyone who's finished a marathon in any time, but I thought, you know what, I hadn't given it my all there.
Yeah.
I think I can do better.
And had you done enough long runs? What, you know, the ITB thing? Was it?
At the time, so even though I'm mostly studio-based these days, at the time, I was combining being out as a correspondent and presenting the news for Five in the studio.
Yeah, right.
And I'd started my training in early January, and within a week, I was in Port-au-Prince in Haiti, covering the earthquake.
Of course, like straight. Oh, God.
Not so good for your long runs.
Well, I took my trainers with me, which is when we got there, I realised, you know, buildings were still collapsing. But, you know, what an idiot.
It's
There's
a
no
slight
chance.
Juxtaposition of different life experiences.
Yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really was.
Good for your sort of speed play, though.
Yes.
To escape collapse. That's wild. That's pretty intense.
So that set things back a bit going there.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I was trying to play catch up. So I did my last long run 2 weeks out instead of three.
Yeah, right. So you're still
feeling struggled with it. I definitely hit form about 6 weeks before the marathon. Didn't peak for the marathon, so
you learn so much from your first one, don't you?
Yeah, well,
every aspect of it, training, the race itself,
definitely.
What to if you're going to take gels and all that palaver?
Well, that's it. And I carry my own gels because I hadn't tried the ones they give out free on the day.
Yeah. Right.
And so
that has sense.
So with hindsight, it was done it. I'm happy, but I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit disappointed with my time, but I've done it. You know.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is it. It lit a flame for the next one.
Well, it's quite a slow burner, though, by the sound of things.
I'd like to agree with you.
The torch was lit, you're away.
I'd like to agree with you. Why does anyone do their first marathon? So they can tell people, hey, I've done a London marathon.
Yeah.
And I sort of buried the disappointment. And actually, because of the persistent problems with my knees, then thought, right, I'm going to get into cycling. Friends of mine were cycling.
So you hadn't cycled before then?
I had a bit as a kid.
Yeah.
As I say, my 20s were lost to carousing around London town.
Ah, carousing. Well, that's the perfect word. Makes it sound like you're at a pirate tavern with an accordion.
It wasn't quite like that. Well, actually, yeah. If memory serves, there was one of those.
March 11th, 2003.
So I had cycled a bit as a kid, but I grew up in North Wales, so it was mountain biking and BMX.
Excellent.
And then
I learned to do the yo-yo near Barmouth.
Oh, did you? Good place to learn.
Yeah, well, it's not much else to do.
No, good space.
Yeah.
So friends of mine, and this was sort of predating the real surge
in cycling,
in interest in cycling.
Yeah.
Friends of mine were into it, raced a little bit. I got a single speed bike from Condor.
Yeah.
On Grayson Road, great shop. I just rode all over the place.
Nice.
I absolutely love this.
It's so good, isn't it? It is good fun cycling. It has to be said.
And I think the thing, once you get your long runs up on the running, it's great that you can explore a bit. But,
yeah,
you know, times up by 10 and you've got cycling.
Yeah. You can go anywhere, can't you, really?
Going out to Brighton or going out to Essex or to Dunwich or, you know, those things. And I love that. Just exploring. The problem was...
Sorry.
Oh. She was serious, going the other way. She was,
yeah,
she
that was actually Rafferty's mummy going the other way.
Oh, was
she
it?
Was barreling.
She's going well.
Along,
yeah, yeah.
It's a bit overgrown here.
Yeah. Mud as well. This is
talking about exploring. Here we are.
Yes.
The nether reaches of Clissold Park.
Absolutely.
In danger.
Look at that.
From mums running in the opposite direction.
Honestly,
of nettles.
We could be in.
I'm really glad
the
there's an owner with that dog. I thought. Well, I wonder eating. What was happening there. I thought I was having a vision.
Found a silvery wolf.
So where was I? So
yeah, so you got into cycling after that.
Got
first
into
one.
Cycling. It took it very seriously.
Yeah.
Did all sorts of events. London, there's a
so
Paris.
You competed. You competed.
No, I not really. I chose not to take part in any of the races that you can if you're based in London because, by and large, they're quite dangerous when you start off.
Right.
They're crit races, so they're races on a circuit.
Yeah.
And you're in a big bunch of guys.
Is that a sportif or is that a different thing?
Sportif is more a ride for a ride's sake.
Right.
So a bit like the way people approach long distance running. It's just to complete it, not necessarily to do a time, although people do. But the cycle racing that people do here, these criteriums, which you're shoulder to shoulder with people for an hour.
And so close, isn't it?
It is.
It looks precarious.
And the percentage of crashes is pretty high.
Yeah.
And so...
And if one goes, you all go, sort of thing.
That's it. You know, it's not just the cost of replacing parts of your bike. It's also... I'm self-employed, so if I'm out of work for 6 weeks, that's 6 weeks I didn't get paid. So I took a call on not doing that kind of racing.
Okay.
But doing everything else. But so... I rode the Etape, which is a stage of the Tour de France, and
I've heard that's amazing.
Oh, it is amazing. It's
I would really say, difficult. I mean, I've heard it's really hard work.
I'd say it's the cycling equivalent of the marathon, actually.
Okay. Street cleaner doing the park there. That's the noise. There you go.
And so, got really into it. Ended up doing some cycling journalism, writing for magazines, and doing shows for ITV4.
Yeah,
I'm actually doing the cycling national championships in a couple of weeks, which is my bag. But
and like you say, cycling's really blossomed in the years since you've got
hugely,
into it.
Hugely,
it's on a par with running, isn't it? For the blokes, especially for that kind of for the middle-aged bloke. You're not quite there yet. I'm talking about.
You say that I turned
40 to 50s.
I turned 40 last week.
Happy birthday,
brother. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
What a way to celebrate. To you. You're dragged around the park by YouTube fit guys.
It's quite hard to sing at
that. Yeah. So now you can take up cycling. You're in the age.
Well,
that's right
it.
There.
This is it. Yeah.
You are what they call a mammal.
I'm afraid I am now.
Middle-aged man in lycra.
I'm afraid I am.
Yeah, I know about this. My brother, he's a cycling journalist as well.
Oh, is he?
And he's written a book about it.
I think it appeals because... A bit like golf, it's all the kit. It can be
loads of kit, it can
be as sociable as you like.
Yeah.
But people have cottoned on, they need to actually... Oh, sorry. They need to, raise their heart rate.
Yes.
And going to play golf, you only raise your heart rate in the 19th hole, don't you? So
it's not quite the same, is it?
Not the same. So I think that's why it appeals.
I was noticing the other day, because we're on holiday in Wales, and in Wales you see South Wales now, you see cyclists all the time, and here... You see cyclists all the time, but when you see cyclists all the time in Wales, every single one, like you say, has dressed for it. You know, said, like, I'm going to go for a cycle ride, and they're all dressed up, the full kit.
Oh.
Sponsorship. Not necessarily sponsored, but, you know, the top of someone who is.
Yes, yes.
The coloured blade inside the wheel. And then you see someone here on some kind of an old Brompton, carrying an old radiator. But or whatever.
I do think for a lot of guys it appeals to the inner boy.
Yeah.
I would never wear a football shirt unless I was playing football. But when you're cycling, yes, you can get away with wearing the same jersey as your heroes.
You can have fantasies about being in the peloton.
You can. Can I just say, by the way, we're already more than once around the park. Well done, everyone.
We might have to do three.
Yeah, I think we can do it.
The only downside about cycling is, especially if you've got a family, is the time it takes.
Yeah.
You know, an hour-long run is...
It's an hour.
Is good.
Yeah.
And, you know, is a really good test. An hour-long bike ride, you're only really getting warmed up.
I'll see you in 6 hours, love.
Exactly.
Come up with the kids.
Yeah. Exactly.
I love Sundays.
No, an old friend of mine said exactly that. He's got the little kids and he's got a 9-to-5 and he just said, they just made that decision as a family. Well, I heard this from him, so I have to talk to his wife about it. But
she made the decision.
Yeah. It's still good for... him to get out and do their bike ride on the Saturday, even though it's basically you have to recognise that it's the whole family who's given up that time.
Well,
this is it,
and if I'm doing it, I tend to get out as early as possible, especially this time of the year when it's light early.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, gained a little bit more profile doing the news and doing the Saturday show and things like this.
Yeah.
And a charity that I'd reported on years ago. They decided, two lads from the University College London decided they want to build a school in Rajasthan in India.
Wow.
And their unique selling point was getting people to donate 2 pence pieces.
Yeah, okay.
And they raised tens of thousands that way. Anyway, kept in touch with them. They built the school. I went and reported on it for the BBC at the time.
Yeah.
And 7-8 years later, they phoned me up and said, look, we'd really like to ask you to be our first patron. I said, look, I'm honoured. I'm sure, like you both have, I've done bits and pieces of charity,
yes,
big and small, but this one, I knew the guys, they really meant what they said. They achieved what they set out to do. And
it looks amazing. Yeah.
And I was really privileged. So that's great. Next question. We've got one place in the London Marathon.
Get off your bike. So, oh God. Get your trainers on.
And I did for a couple of months, and they were just relentless in their pursuit of me, saying you really should do this. It'd be great.
But now you've done it. I mean, we'll go back to how it all felt and everything. But do you think you always would have done another one in the end? Or
it was at the back of my mind.
Yeah.
There's unfinished business here.
Yeah.
And actually, what came to the crunch was, you know what? I need to do this before I'm 40. I need to do something else.
Well, you really took that down to the wire, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I did. And I'm fitter now than normally you lose fitness, don't you? I'm definitely fitter than I was 6 years ago.
Yeah, well, cycling is great.
A higher level of fitness, sort of. Thing.
Definitely, I think cycling and my cardio fitness was very good.
Yeah.
What I didn't know was how my legs were gonna respond, because cycling builds the legs in a completely different way to running. You've got heavy quads. Yeah. And and shifting those on a long run is quite hard work.
Yeah.
So I decided to do it.
Sorry, look, there's a guy here running with the coffee. He stopped.
I thought that was a coffee.
As discussed, we both love coffee and running, but they don't really mix.
I've tried chucking one over your head to cool you down.
I thought that was my bottle of water.
So they asked me, and I eventually said, look, I'll do it. And I thought, I've got to get a program, but didn't really have any idea what to do. And then I had a friend over for a drink on New Year's Day, who's a triathlete. And he said, you've got to get this book called Run Less, Run Faster. I mean, I was sold on the title.
What a devastatingly simple and attractive concept.
Exactly.
I mean, it sounds ultimately that you don't need the book, because that's it, isn't it?
I know.
Those four words.
Eat more, weigh less.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're great. We love that.
What's not to love about a title like that?
Yeah.
And it was...
Brilliant. Who wrote that, then?
I can't remember the name of the... of the authors.
Well, but people will be Googling it all over.
They
now,
will.
The second you've said that.
It's an American book.
Okay.
And it comes out as...
So it's actually called Run Faster, Run Less.
Yeah. Boss the Rest.
Yep.
It comes out of this place in the States called the Furman Institute. Again, nowhere I'd ever heard of. But the essential ideology is don't do junk miles.
Yes.
It's when you run, you focus on what you're doing, not just go out and run aimlessly for mile after mile, which is what I've been doing 6 years ago.
Yeah.
The other thing that I liked was they advise doing other kinds of exercise. So it wasn't a case of completely knocking the cycling on the head. So essentially,
the cross training. Yeah.
Maybe it's an interesting talk, because a couple of sort of corollaries, some that support that and some that go against it. We talked recently about this concept that our Australian friends had of dog running.
Yeah.
Which basically means just going out for a run. You know, you have to be someone who wouldn't necessarily be doing that. So they're kind of training for marathons and more.
Yeah. Hey, should we go on the
and
path? Here?
Embracing. Yeah, got it. Change of scene. We're going on the path by the lake. I think I did go through a poo, though, to make that shortcut. So that's a shame.
We'll run ahead of you, don't worry.
But, yeah, the people listening really appreciate this idea of dog running.
Yeah.
But to some extent, I'm sure you can kind of square the circle, but to some extent you're saying exactly that. Don't do the dog running. Do the training.
That was it, and that's what I'd done last time.
Signet.
So the thrust of this program was three runs a week, one of intense intervals anywhere between 400 metres and 1600 metres of various numbers.
Well below race pace, sort of.
No, well above race pace.
No, quicker than race pace.
Quicker than race pace, yes, you're right.
Yeah.
So whereas my race pace, I was aiming for 5 minute kilometres,
okay,
which was around about 3:30 marathon pace.
Yeah.
These intervals would be anywhere 4 minute kilometres or quicker than that.
Yeah.
The second run would be a tempo run, so basically 10Ks somewhere in between race pace and interval pace.
Okay.
And then your long run on Sunday. But what you'd also do is two other bouts of exercise, and they advise cycling or swimming. So
cardio stuff.
Exactly.
Right. See, I don't really cycle or swim, but this is another thing we found recently. I couldn't do all my other I do a lot of upper body exercises. Didn't do any of them because I cracked a rib.
Yeah.
And didn't realise till the marathon, really, how much my running fitness had dropped because I wasn't doing that. So I feel much better about doing them now.
And that's what I neglect. I don't do weight training. But now I've hit 40. You read everywhere. You must keep your muscles trained.
Really,
you start to lose muscle
mass.
You
start to wither.
You wither and
die. If you want to remain attractive to wifey, you've got to keep doing those press-ups.
So I love it, by the way, when Paul uses the word wifey. You know, because it's so 2016.
I thought he was referring to Wi-Fi. So yeah, I need to pay attention to that now. But so I did this program. It was great because I could still do the cycling, which I took in my stride. It wasn't too much of a test.
Yeah.
But the beauty of actually doing short bursts of cycling is, and riding at a high cadence, so turning your legs over as quickly as possible, that directly translated to running pace.
Yeah.
So getting your legs used to moving quickly.
And nice, just psychologically, that sense of having an area of your training where you're reminded that you're not coming from nothing.
And that's it. They call it in this book active recovery.
Yeah.
So the bits of your legs that you use for running are not being stretched when you're on the bike.
There's no pounding.
There's no pounding, yeah. Exactly. So basically, it really helped. I stuck to it.
I think you can work out with that cleaner again. Excuse us.
And what pace did you do the long runs at?
Well, they say you're meant to base your training on how quick you can do a 5K.
Right.
And my 5K time is 19 and a half minutes.
Good.
Yeah. Which
so that's fast.
Would translate to a sub-3 hour marathon. Well, I knew I'd never do that.
Yeah.
And that's what I found a bit odd, is that someone of my build is much more attuned to running 1500 metres, 5K. That doesn't always translate to running 42.5K.
No, it's
quite a difference.
Instead, I work backwards. I thought sub-3.5 hours is plenty respectable for someone of my shape and my running prowess or lack of. So I found that they have all these tables.
Yes, yes.
Found 3.5 hour marathon.
And you went the other way,
I went the other way.
Right.
And put in a little bit of extra. But what I found was on the day, I went shooting off at 3:15 pace. Again, even though my mind...
It's very hard not to.
No, I think...
It's so hard.
I think part of it in the end, particularly with London, you have to say, not careful not to go off too fast, but recognise that you're going to go off too fast.
Yes.
Try and damp it down and factor it in, because everyone does.
And I loved it, you know, it's...
And also there might have been a chance that you'd have done 3:15. Well, you've got to set off with a... You've got to have a bit of a dream in your heart.
Yeah,
you
and that's...
Skipping your step.
Yes. Yeah. That was the downfall. I skipped the whole way.
How far did you skip?
Do you want to do one more, mate?
I mean, I'm easy.
We'll take it easy.
Going into three.
Tell me when you've got enough.
As long as... I just saw the silvery wolf again, but as long as we're not tripping,
yeah, we'll
that,
do one
that's
more.
Fine.
We'll do one more. So you set off at 3:50.
Set off at 3:50. I saw you at the start, and you're like a whippet. You went razzing off.
Razzing.
You did. You did, like the proverbial motorbike.
Well, I was about just on sevens. I was just trying to keep steady sevens, but
yes.
Which was too fast for me.
Yeah.
So,
because you work in miles. This is the other thing. This is the hangover from cycling. Is I do everything in kilometres.
Okay.
Because it's just the cycling vernacular.
See, Paul shifted over to kilometres for the marathon, whereas I was very resistant to kilometres after Berlin.
Yeah.
Because it just felt like it was twice as far.
Yeah, it does. It does. It's not good. But then again, you sound like you're going faster.
I like it because it breaks it down more. So you race into the next kilometre.
Yeah.
And it comes quicker.
It does.
Yeah.
And if you say, hey, I'm doing fives, that sounds a lot better than doing 7.5.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah.
So I did go herring off. A mate of mine who's a 2:40 runner,
ooh,
was tasked with pacing Kelly Holmes.
I met him, he's a nice fellow.
Yeah, Ben, yeah. He's done about 17 or 18 marathons. He will happily go and do a 20-mile run, easy,
right,
any time. So he was with Kelly, and she was trying to get 3:15, I think. And so I set off, and I found myself ahead of them.
That's psychological, because she was doing that thing at the start. She was saying kind of the opposite of what Paul was just saying about skipping for it, because she was like, yeah, well, we'll see.
She was up for it, though.
Yeah, exactly. She was just kind of trying not to look straight at it on the start line.
You could take the girl out of the Olympics, but she'd always been an Olympian, right?
Exactly.
So I ran with them for a bit, and I thought, look, if I'm here now, I must be doing okay. And I felt good. And again, coming back to the cycling, I'd grown used to my heart rate and how I felt inside myself, and, you know, just easing off the pace. And it was all going swimmingly to about 21 miles.
Yeah.
And yeah. The problem I had then was it wasn't so much hitting the wall. Again, I think years of cycling portrayed me not to worry about over-consuming carbs on the way round.
Right.
And I do
Hi, mate. Yeah.
And yours.
Coop's a friendly. Coop's a friendly person. It's are a podcast, going to work mate. At the podcast. McDonald's
drive-thru.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, I've forgotten what I was saying there.
But oh, you have got to 21.
So I've done a lot of cycling training, fasted. Go out, just ride.
Which, I just want to, sorry to interrupt you again, but this is the third time we've gone past Carter's Steam Fair.
I know.
Just setting up for the weekend.
It's going to dodge them.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's our treat for doing this.
Blooming fantastic Carter's Steam Fair. I'm going to get a picture. So, sorry, carbs.
So train, you know, you train your metabolism to burn fat quicker if you go out train fasted. Certainly it's true for men. It's slightly different for women, where a study has shown that if women eat first before exercise, then their metabolism responds better.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
It's not evolutionary, do you think?
I don't know.
It's to go out to hunt.
I think it might be to do with body fat composition.
Right.
Something I saw on, trust me, I'm a doctor, a few months ago. I like the sound of that. Anyway.
The funny thing is that technically it's specific to the women have more body fat so that they can absorb the impact of childbirth.
That's it.
But it's very hard. He really shouldn't say to women, you know, you're fatter than us.
Naturally.
That really won't play.
That's not what I was saying. Don't know, upset Paul's wifey.
Wifey.
But anyway, long story short. God, I'm telling a lot of long stories today.
No, we want to hear it.
So 21 miles. Didn't hit the wall per se, but certainly the fatigue started to set in the legs. And it did feel like I was wading through jelly a little bit.
It can be tough.
All around me. The 3 hour 15 marker had been and gone. I thought I'll sit with them and then...
And then they go, you see them disappear.
Yeah, that's a low moment, isn't it?
The guy was chatting away the whole time. How can he do that?
Yeah.
But all around me, guys were running and suddenly grabbing their hamstrings and cramp was setting in and I could feel my hamstrings going.
Such dramatic moments, isn't it? Thinking, am I going to cramp? You know.
That was it. And I always try and keep something for a big finish. You know, you want to sprint and go for the line. And I turned into Parliament Square, saw my cousin.
Right.
That's when it's important to see people you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to look like I'm failing.
The time before last, I got seen walking at 25.
Oh, it's horrible.
And it was like my only little walk on the whole thing. And all these cousins and relatives all got in touch. So you looked to bed. Was it okay?
And you can't hide. You can't hide.
No.
So I saw Rickard. Right, I'm going to put in a burst. Went for it, and within two paces, I thought, I can feel my hamstrings going.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it? The burst that stops being a burst.
So it was running, basically clutching the backs of my legs like I was desperate for the loo.
The drama.
So
the
undignified.
Drama.
The drama, yeah. And I hobbled across the line.
What was your...
So I did it.
Scores on the doors.
3 hours 23 this time.
Oh, that's very great. Good.
So a good 49 minutes faster than last time.
Yeah, and also, you're basically, you ran the marathon you plan to run.
That's it.
You know, aside whatever battles and fears with the 21 and sponginess and hamstrings, you had a plan and you stuck to it.
When you beat your 3.5.
Yeah.
I was really satisfied. The unfinished business was taken care of.
Does that
finished
mean
business.
Never again?
Finish that business. Put it to bed.
You know that.
But have you signed up for next year?
Do you know what? My finger hovered above the click box. And I thought, you know what? I'm worried about the damage it does. I had real problems with my Achilles tendons. And I still have now. And that's why I've barely run since the marathon.
Okay.
And whilst I was diligent about getting out running, eating better, hydrating, my downfall is stretching. And yeah. I know a lot of people neglect that.
Yeah.
And I wish I know it, but I think, oh, you know, I'm too busy.
We talked about exactly that last week. I had a really bad injury early on, and I got really into my stretching just from because I'd had a wake-up call.
So vital.
Whereas Paul's not too bothered, and he had an injury the other day, which we thought was stretching
more
related.
More body stuff that goes with me. It's up my chest and back and stuff.
Because you're holding in this position the whole time, aren't you? And I think friends of mine have been seeing running coaches and their form has improved. And I think a lot of people getting into it don't realise just how important running form is.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this from any great area of strength. I mean, I think I just run, you know, what feels like a natural way. But when you see the elite going the other way and their form is just
it's different it's level
it's balletic isn't it
and it's that level isn't it where they're completely front brain about it. They can say from now on I'm going to land on the balls of my feet or I'm going to decrease my stride by 4 centimeters.
That's it, isn't it? It's so easy for them and they bound along, and I will never be like that. For a start, my legs are relatively short, my body's relatively long, which lends itself to cycling,
right?
You look at Bradley Wiggins. Incredibly long body.
Yeah.
Get nice and low over the handlebars.
Good sideburns.
Grey sideburns.
There is a Lycra running crossover, though, isn't there, that you can get embroiled?
Yeah, you can wear the same shorts.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people have said now, you're going to do a duathlon or a triathlon. Well, swimming just does not appeal.
I was going to say, how's your
swimming? I can swim. Oh, I swim like
I've seen you at the pool, but generally, you're just chasing your children around.
I saw that guy checking me out. It was a bit disconcerting. I've never swum quicker in my life. No, you're right. It's chasing the kids around.
Yeah.
And like, you know, I can swim, but I've never got to that stage where I'm good enough at it to enjoy it.
Yeah.
So
same. Although it's undoubtedly a great exercise, isn't it?
Oh, no doubt.
Probably the best in terms of your body, your whole body.
Just no impact.
There's no impact at all, is
it? And it uses your whole body if you're doing it properly.
Well, the other exercise that uses your whole body if you're doing it properly is the act of love. But we don't find that much time to fit that in with the family.
This is that guy who's watching me at the pool.
Especially on a waterbed.
So, listeners, will be pleased to hear us go past this street cleaner for the third time. At least it's proof we're here, I suppose.
Again, though, I was too knackered from the running to partake in that cross training. So
did you find that your running fit in okay with all your news stuff and the telly stuff? Then did it help? Does it help de-stress and stuff? Or is
absolutely. I think any exercise, but for me, cycling and running, it's not just about the physical, is it? It's about clearing your head.
It's amazing for that.
Well, I think it's interesting in your work, the way, I think sort of specifically some of the stuff you've done from a news point of view is a balancing, sometimes a bit of a balance between, serious news and light news.
Yes.
You know? You've got to pitch it
very carefully. I've always been about variety, Robin. I just enjoy, you know, experiencing what life can throw at you. And so some people in news are totally focused on the hard news, and I've rubbed shoulders with them, but I've never considered myself as good at it as them. But then I like to have a bit of fun, a bit of a laugh, and the same applies to how I try and enjoy myself out of work.
Yeah.
I still enjoy a drink.
Yeah.
Socialising, but I think it's...
But you're not really carousing.
No, not anymore.
We all enjoy drink.
I put that word to bed.
Sporadic carousing.
Yeah. That's three times round. Well done. Should we stop and stretch?
Yeah, I've done really well.
I'll just tell you how far we've gone. You didn't...
Loved it.
Very respectable. I mean, you've been... You know, we've made you talk all the time. We've gone 3.5 miles. and we were doing it in less than 9 minute miles.
Do you know what? I'm surprised, given that I haven't really run that much. I really enjoyed it. I forgot
starting
how much I enjoy running when it gets
get back into it, mate.
It
Come
is.
On.
It is.
Yeah, absolutely.
See you at the marathon next year. It'd be great.
No, are you doing it next year?
Yeah, of course we are.
Always.
Are you?
We're doing the Great North in October, yeah.
Yeah. We're doing the Yorkshire Marathon in October.
Yorkshire Marathon, yeah.
Have you got places then for the London Marathon next year?
No, we haven't, but we think that Parkinson's UK will be able to help us out.
Yeah.
You got, what was your time?
I did 3:10.
Oh, yeah, so you're good for age. You're in.
And I can get in with Runner's World. Cause
and
I
you can,
to go
so he yeah. gets in on his time in this magazine, and I got in just by going, can I come with Paul? Please let me come with Paul.
This book, actually, I think Runner's World published it.
All
or,
right,
or
okay.
Were certainly involved in it. A lot of it's focused on training for the Boston Marathon.
Which oh, really? Yeah.
They have a different way of doing things, don't they? You have to get qualifying time somewhere else to do Boston, I think.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to do Chicago next year, yeah. So... That's good for age.
Chicago,
as well.
Chicago, my kind of town.
Chicago,
the head windy city.
Yeah. So yeah, as our first person who isn't a running commentator to go around the park with the little microphone and have a chat, how does it feel?
It does feel like the three of us are remotely manning a call centre
yep.
whilst running around North London.
Yeah.
But apart from or taking orders for for McDonald's. But well, yeah, it felt well, good.
It's quite natural, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the idea came because we used to go running and have really nice chats. We thought...
The world needs to hear our wisdom.
Well, why not just record it? It's just because the chats get better the longer you run. That's the thing about chatting when you're running.
I did feel a bit like Madonna running with her
Well,
security.
I wondered why you wore that bra. Let's get a picture.
And Karen Dynamic.
I wonder why you kept voguing.
And thank you. Listeners, get in touch with us. Thanks so much to Matt and... Yeah, we're on Twitter, RunComPod, Instagram, RunComPod. We've got a Facebook group. And what's your Twitter handle?
Oh, at Matt Barbette, and on Instagram.
Yes, and on Instagram. That's where we met on Twitter, but that's a story for another time. Talk to you next week.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Go. Go.